In ancient times, before calendars were common, most people did not know the dates for the upcoming liturgical year. And so on Epiphany Sunday, the upcoming dates were proclaimed after the gospel, as we shall do today. Dear brothers and sisters, the glory of the Lord has shone upon us and shall ever be manifest among us until the day of his return. Through the rhythms of times and seasons, let us celebrate the mysteries of our salvation. Let us recall the year's culmination, the Easter Triduum of the Lord, his Last Supper, his crucifixion, his burial, and his rising, which shall be celebrated between the evening of the 6th of April and the evening of the 8th of April, Easter Sunday being on the 9th day of April this year. Each Easter, as on each Sunday, the Holy Church makes present the great and saving deed by which Christ has forever conquered sin and death. From Easter are reckoned the days that we keep holy. Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, will occur this year on the 22nd day of February. The Ascension of the Lord will be commemorated on Sunday, the 21st day of May. Pentecost, the joyful conclusion of the Easter season, will be celebrated on the 28th day of May. And this year, the first Sunday of Advent will be on the 3rd day of December in 2023. Likewise, the Pilgrim Church proclaims the Passover of Christ and the Feast of the Holy Mother of God and the Feast of the Apostles and Saints and in the commemoration of the faithful departed. To Jesus Christ, who was, who is, and who is to come, Lord of time and history, be endless praise forever and ever. Amen. The Epiphany is the manifestation of Jesus as the Messiah of Israel, the Son of God, and the Savior of the world. The great feast of the Epiphany, which we celebrate today, recalls the adoration of the wise men, the Magi from the East in Persia. We think about this date together with other manifestations of Christ. His baptism of Jesus in the Jordan 30 years later, which concludes the Christmas season as we honor the Lord's baptism, and the first miracle that was performed by Christ at the wedding feast of Cana in Galilee. So this is pretty much like a second Christmas, if you would. In Spanish-speaking countries and homes, today is called the Day of Los Tres Reyes, the Three Kings. And in those homes, gifts are given in honor of the king's gifts to the Christ child. At his circumcision and dedication in the temple, which the church celebrated last week in the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God, the aged Simeon, who long waited and prayed for the redemption of Israel, found in Jesus, as he said, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, that is, the non-Jews, and the glory of the people of Israel. Today in the Magi, we find representatives of the neighboring Gentile pagan religions coming to the light of Christ, guided by a star to the living Word made flesh, who is seated with his mother Mary. Mary, known from this point on as the seat of wisdom. The gospel finds the first fruits of the nations who welcome the good news of salvation through the incarnation. The Magi's arrival in Jerusalem to pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews shows that they seek in Israel the one who will be king of the world's nations. Their coming means that all of humanity, are summoned to discover Jesus and worship him as Son of God and Savior of the world. They realize that turning toward Israel and the faith of the Jewish people, that they have received a great promise in the coming Messiah as announced by the prophets of the Old Testament. The Epiphany declares that the full number of nations may now come and take their place, as Jesus would later say, from the east and from the west with the children of Abraham, and may so indeed, through baptism, be made sons and daughters of God. Whenever you and I read the letters of St. Paul, that great apostle to the Gentiles, we find in his writings a description of a world without Christ as compared to a world with Christ. St. Paul reminds those to whom he was writing, and us, that their lives were something different. He reminds them of the darkness of their lives before Jesus, and he gives us a glimpse of the brutality and the indignity that was found beneath the superficial pomp and glory of the pagan Greco-Roman world. Outside the Roman Empire, life was even more terrible for the uncivilized barbarians who roamed the forests and plains outside the Roman Empire. And it's from those barbarian peoples that most of us in this church today descended. Thank God our ancestors changed through their faith in Christ. In those dark times, superstition, fear, oppression, constant death and murder, immorality, hatred, conflict, and war abounded. There was sadness, general sadness throughout the non-Jewish world. Personal dignity, love, joy, peace, fraternal charity, those things that you and I take for granted, the blessings of holiness and sanctity, these things were not yet to be found. But when they were, when courageous missionaries brought the Christian faith to unchristian people, what a marvelous transformation began to take place over time. Perhaps not perfect, but still there, as we still continue to form our hearts and our minds in the words in the life of Jesus. And that's exactly what Christ wanted. That's the epiphany he's asking us to manifest. Jesus in the heart, Jesus in the mind, Jesus in the soul, Jesus in our thoughts, Jesus in our words, Jesus in our actions. This is the epiphany that our world today so sorely needs as it keeps slipping further and further, day by day, back into the brutal and fearsome darkness of paganism. Like the Magi, we too must be wise, brothers and sisters. Listen to Christ and pay attention to what's happening around us in the world and in our own lives as well. Keep a close watch on your own thoughts and actions. Keep a close watch on your families, your children, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Continue to pray for one another, to warn one another of our vices, and always support one another, not to follow the way of the world, but to follow the commandments of Christ, encouraging one another to virtue and grace. We follow the teachings of Jesus and his church that we can worship God in fullness, confess our sins, repent, and listen. Listen to the Holy Spirit of truth. As Jesus, well, the scriptures tell us, put no full trust in human beings in whom there is no help, unless they prove themselves to be worthy men and women who likewise listen to the Spirit of truth and seek to truly follow and imitate Christ Jesus in all things. Never be ashamed. Never be ashamed or embarrassed in the face of temptations or the mockery that you'll experience for your faith. As the world becomes increasingly anti-Christian, we must become more Christian, grow deeper in faith, deeper in hope, and much more evident, obviously, in love. You may experience sometimes harsh words from people who you think love you the most, and it's going to hurt. But never forget that no human being on earth, no human being can love you as much as Christ Jesus loves you. He loves you perfectly. No human being can do for you what Christ Jesus has done for you, to ransom you from sin and death and to give you eternal life, to make you a new creation. And no one can ever take away what Christ has given you, as long as you and I stay faithful to the Lord. May you always grow in the wisdom that is the knowledge of Christ, and walk in the light that is the grace and peace of Christ. And may all of us together, as the body of Christ, become a light to the nations, a light shining in the darkness, guiding souls to Christ Jesus, asking Our Lady, the seat of wisdom, to make all of us sharers in his divinity who came to share in our humanity. May he make us all lights of revelation to the Gentiles, just as he is the glory of Israel.